you know, the pricing, and then I can maybe pay you back after I finish this job. And
okay.
Get it started. But I was getting everything set up to go on my job.
All right. Sure. No worries, sir. Okay, let me have Paul for the pricing
right
now.
Hi, Richard. Hi. How's your day going so far?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. I did jump on the end of that call right there. This is a position that we're actively filling. So Mary and two others are calling through the area right now to find the one company that we'll work with. Once we find that position or that company, we actually close out the category. Now you're familiar with Google, right? And that local map, that pack result that pops up near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, sir. I'm familiar with Google. I got a Google My Business page already.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I saw that Google My Business page. It's kind of like a digital business card. At this point, people have to know the name of your company and be looking for you specifically to find that listing with the website attached. Now, our job is to make sure that your business pops up for the keywords related to the services that you provide, for any of the cleaning or mold removal, driveway pressure washing, whatever someone wants to type in. Your company's going to be one of those top options for them to call directly. I mean, obviously, most people don't go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So being on that first page where people can find you on their own really is the most important place to put your business at this point. You'd be looking at a flat rate of $199.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. I noticed you have a Yelp listing. If you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you, because Yelp is one of almost 70 different directories that are all equally important to Google, whether it's something that people have heard of, like Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, or the dozens of directories that no one's really even heard of, especially most so-called SEO companies. Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, those directories are actually, when it comes down to it, even more important to Google and for you, because your competitors won't have that content. Google still wants to see it, but you'll have it and your competitors won't. That's what's going to put you on that local map ahead of your competition. So again, we offer the service on a month-to-month basis. Our job is to keep you on the first page, keep your phone ringing, and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, as long as you choose to use the service, it would be that flat rate. It's for an established business like yours. It's exactly $199 a month. Now, that being said, is it something you would want for your business at this point?
At this point, maybe I don't want it, because yesterday I went and spent like $500 on postcards. I spent another like $200 on like signs to put around the city, and I spent almost $1,000 in my marketing on my advertising yesterday. And I kind of want to see if that can bring me something back.
Well, I hope it does work out for you. I hope it does. That kind of old school way of marketing your business might be effective for you. The next time the position opens up, we'll reach back out to you.
Okay, you're saying it's $199 a month?
Correct, yeah. I mean, and it's for Google, right? It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Most people don't really pay attention to business cards that are tucked in their windshield or signs around town, because they know that when they need something, it's in their pocket. You know, they're going to grab that phone and type in what they're looking for. They're going to find someone that's got good reviews on that first page, and then they're going to call that company. I mean, you've got a Yelp listing, you know.
Is going to generate customers.
Well, I can do a search. I mean, Google's been tracking this for a long time, and the businesses that are on the first page do see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services coming into direct phone calls. I mean, you do like window cleaning, deck cleaning, you know, basically pressure washing services, right?
Yes.
So if I do it. If I'm going to do a search for the 15 miles, and you're looking to go about 15 miles for the right job, right?
Correct.
Okay. So kind of the Montgomery area. If I do a search for that 15-mile service area, and this looks like it's populating the 7-8 most popular search phrases for you know, for pressure washing, power washing, exterior surface cleaning, brick cleaning. It's not going to be everything that people type in because, you know, you're not going to be limited by this particular search query because anything that you offer, any variation that people can type in, you can be found for. But just in the last 30 days for those 8 most popular search phrases, you're looking at 1,814 searches. Again, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. And I'm not telling you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls, but 1 to 2% of those, that's historically accurate regardless of area and industry. You'll be looking at 18 is a 1%, 36 is 2%. If you're adding all the other things that people can type in when they're looking for your services, you know, if you're looking at 20 or 40 phone calls in a month from someone who will have seen your website before they called you, I mean, even a modest conversion rate out of that is easily going to offset the cost of the service and then some. I mean, like I said, Google is where people go when they don't know who to call, and everyone who finds you online becomes someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends and family. It will really help you to grow your business. I mean, it is where consumers go when they need to find a professional contractor. Really, when we need to find anything, we Google it. So, I mean, $199, I mean, one job is going to offset the cost of that service. And if you're getting 20 or 40 phone calls in a month directly to you, I mean, you can figure out how many jobs you think you might be able to get out of that, right?
Of course. Another thing. Am I stuck in a contract with this?
It is month to month. It's completely at will. There is no long-term contract. You can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can, in fact, even pause the service seasonally if necessary. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service.
Okay. All right. So, they're sounding pretty good because I can try it out for a month to see if it can help out. You know, it don't hurt.
Yeah, yeah. You can, like I said, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. It is our job to make sure that we keep your phone ringing, and that new business rate actually puts it below our cost to get you on that first page. We're going to spend more and time and resources in that first month to get you on that first page than the $199. But we're not even locking you into a long-term contract. We just know that our clients keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. Is it Double R Pros? That's how you want the business branded, Richard?
Well, Double R Pros is just what I do as a, you know, that's just the short version of it. But it's actually Double R Professional Service.
Right. And how did you want the company to appear online?
That's what I'm kind of confused about. Maybe Double R Pros is a little bit more catchy.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Then, you know, yeah, I think it may be a little catchy because I don't want to just leave it at call it surface clean because I would paint, I would, you know, I do more, so that's why I kind of want to make it a service.
Yes, yeah, so you'll do painting as well.
Surface cleaning, because I also am about to get into the mosquito spray and,
oh, really?
The
okay.
Repellent services, so that's why I kind of want to leave it as a Double R Pros versus a Double R Surface Cleaning or a Double R
Professional services
washing.
Or pressure washing. Okay. So Double R, we'll have it as Double R Pros and just leave it at that. And then is the website Double R Professional Services.com or?
Yes, I think it's Double R Professional Service LLC.
Okay. And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want your customers to call? Is this the business phone number?
Yes, this is the 603. Yes.
Okay.
The thing is, I got to get a different phone because I don't know who's calling. And I answer the phone.
Right.
And it's a regular phone and it'll be a customer. So I'm going to have to just
yes.
separate. There's no way to get a different ringtone because I got
okay,
a Google
so,
business phone.
Right.
I'm in the process
right.
of doing that.
Okay. We can actually help you with that. You know, we can set up like a tracking number for your business so you'll know when it is customer calling you, but then at the same time, it would still forward to the existing phone number. Now, you're service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first.
Yes, I go out to the customer.
Perfect. And Google fully expects service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the truck, run from the home. Google doesn't, you know, expect you to have a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location that customers would go to. And Google doesn't want to list any physical street address for you then, especially since you're out in the field most days. Google wouldn't want anyone to try to knock on your door. And then Richard, what is your last name?
William.
Williams. So you'll be listed city and state, not any physical zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then what is a good email address, really, either for you or for your business? It's just for us to contact you regarding your account.
Okay, yes. It's the number one, the word double, the letter R, PROS, at gmail.com. So that's 1RROS at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. And then when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email, and it is usually, you know, the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get your way, you know, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records. We will email it out to you, but a lot of the times we'll just give you a quick phone call or, you know, send a text. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them work for me. But
all of them?
Yes, all of them work. But I'm actually 30 minutes away from having to be at a customer's house.
This will take about 5 minutes. If you're on your way there, that's fine. We're going to schedule the bulk of this phone call a little later on. It's a follow-up call from our technician. We call it a client interview. That's where we get all the information that we need. I actually have the information that I need to get things set up now. Take me about 5 minutes, and I'll get you off the phone, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call with one of our technicians. Is that fair?
Well, actually, I'm kind of pushing it. I don't want to be late, and I told the customer a certain time I got to go load up all my equipment. That's what I was telling the lady.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you were already on the road or not.
No, sir. I was actually piling all the stuff up on my trailer and getting everything together so I can go pick up my helper and go to her to the customer's house.
So you need me to call you in about 2 hours?
In about 2 hours. What time is it now? I'll be done about 2.5 hours, actually.
Okay.
To be safe.
I'll give you a call a little bit later on.
Two and a half hours, I'll be done.
All right, sounds good. I'll call you back then, and we'll get things set up for you.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Richard. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Man, you did say this right here would help build a better website for me, or this is just only getting the traffic?
We can do a website for you, too. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to find your website, but we'll do a website for you as well. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. We can use any photos or videos that you already have. And then as we send you more work and you take more photos, we can add that content to your website. There would never be any additional cost for it. That website's going to be included in that monthly rate.
In the $199? Wow.
Correct. Yeah. We're looking long-term to keep your phone ringing.
I wish y'all would have called me yesterday, man. I would have been happy to do this. Now I'm kind of, I said, I just spent almost $1,000 in cars.
Yeah. Well, I know you're still going to want to do it, and it's going to help you pay for any advertising that you've already done, and it's going to probably be about the only advertising you're going to need moving forward. But, you know, this is going to help you get your phone ringing, because when people need something, they Google it, right? It is just that flat rate. It's easy to budget for moving forward. It's going to more than pay for itself. But, yeah, I wish we called you yesterday, too, but I got you on the phone now. I'm glad to speak with you. I think you're really going to love the service. It is that flat rate of $199 with the website included. So I'll call you in about 2.5 hours, and we'll get this set up for you.
Okay, do y'all have something y'all can email to me, so when I do get it, maybe I might get everybody started and get a chance to look, you know, and just see whatever.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Yeah, and I'll send that email out to you. I've got it, 1RROS@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Richard. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. You too. Later.
You take care. Bye-bye.